It's the Great American Giveaway. I mean, seriously, the goats that should be bringing 3 to 4 times of what they're selling. It's a sign of the times.
Farmer Curtis Ring has decided it's time to retire. Only his goat auction isn't the success he'd hoped it would be. I'm Samantha Brown. You're listening to the Nature Stories podcast. Each week we bring you pieces about the intersection of people and place. This podcast is curated by Atlantic Public Media in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. Here's Goat Auction in North Carolina, produced by Alex Blair.
Well, good morning, sunshine. My name is Curtis Ring, Curtis J. Ring, the oldest son of Owen and Ruby Ring, and the oldest of 12 children. Approaching 77 years young, the auction is happening because there comes a time in every man's life when he has to make a decision about the future. And I'm at that crossroads. Decision was tough, but necessary. So I bit the bullet, and that's what brings us to today.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I want to say it's good to see each and every one of you gathering around the tent or around in the surrounding area anyway. But we are going to be having a public auction, so do not be ashamed to be it. Don't be scared to be it. Just jump in there.
My name is Pam Ring, and I'm Curtis's daughter, youngest daughter. When he retired, he said to me, he said, "I've traveled all over the whole world. All I want to do is stay on this farm." And then he went out and bought a backhoe to kind of keep him busy. And I came home from work one day, and I said to Mom, "What's Dad been doing?" And she said, "Well, I saw him out in the woods with the backhoe, and he would dig a hole, and then he'd fill it in. He'd dig a hole, and he'd fill it in." How he actually came up with goats, I don't know. But anyway, it started out with 8 pregnant goats, and here we are today.
I brought those goats home in December of 01. And in the spring of 02, they delivered 14 kids. And that got us started. And though I've tried to hold the numbers in a reasonable level, over time I've had as many as 85. Today, I have 50 that I have in this sale today. You can't say, "Well, I'll go away for the weekend. I'll come back and I'll pick up where I left off Friday." You can't do that with animals if you have any care or respect for them at all, because they deserve the same respect as you and I do. And so you can't do it. You have to stay with them. I have a goat out there called Speed Bump. He is a big full-blood South African boar who weighed 326 pounds on his second birthday. People look at him and say he's a little horse or he's a little cow. I've had several judges tell me that he is the largest physically structured goat that they've ever seen. And this boy, Speed Bump, he is such a gentleman. You can go out and take a six-month-old baby or a baby that's old enough to sit up and sit it up on his back and walk off and leave it sit there. He is just the kindest, gentlest, big goat that I've ever seen in my life.
I told him, he's been very emotional about this. And I told him the other day, I said, "Dad, we don't have to sell a single goat. There's no reason why we have to sell a single goat. We can call this off right now." I even told him last night, I said, "We can call this off right now."
Quickly, are there questions, answers, or suggestions? Hearing none, let us just give thanks very briefly and get this show on the road. Mighty merciful, oh God, as we come to this high noon of another breathtakingly beautiful day, it's obvious that you heard us. You answered our prayer for a lovely day for this occasion, and we thank you beyond words. We especially thank you for the boar goat industry and those who have a keen interest in it and its continued perpetuation. Thank you for those who are gathered here this afternoon in the interest of sharing some of the toils of the labor of Ringwood Acres. And this, we ask in your holy name. Amen. And now, amen. Let the proceedings begin.
All righty, now we're your starting tip. Somebody give me 700 to go. 700 than a net, 700 than a 700 than a 700 than a 700. 700 will give me 600. Let's go. 600 than a net, 6 on the female. 600 than a net, 6 on the net, 600. 600 than a net, 6. We're going to start with 500. Let's go. 500 than a net, 5. We'll be 500 than a 500. A 500 than a net, 5. I'm at 300. Now 325. I'm at 300 than a net, 325. Now 325. Now 50. I'm at 325. Now 350. Now 350. Now 75. Now 400. I'm at 375. Now 400. Now 400. I got 400. Now 425. 425. Now 450. Now 450. 450, now 475, now 500. I'm at 500, now 510. 510, other than that, 510. 550, now 75. I'm at 550, now 75. I'm at 550, now 75. 575, other than that, 575. I'm at 550, now 75. 575, other than that, 575. 575, 575. Sold for $550. 103 got her.
All right, look at this little young doe right here. She just turned a year old last month. Look at the meat she's carrying, her breed characteristic in her head, how it sweeps back. She's very nice. But if you look at her femininity, her muscling, her structure, the way she's put together, this is a quality animal right here. This doe right here, besides her genetics, she has pretty much the whole package. And she's a year old. You cross her up with something, you're gonna have some really nice kids. Let's sell her.
It's the Great American Giveaway. I mean, seriously, we've goats that should be bringing 3 to 4 times of what they're selling. It's a sign of the times. That speed bump that bid out at 13.5, that goat's worth $3,000. He's worth a nickel. Well, it's disappointing, but it's reality. You have to learn to accept what is. And that's what it is. Very, very, very disappointing price. But there is this a respectable crowd, but they're just not willing to pay anything. And it's driven by the economic times. And it costs a lot of money to run these diesel trucks up and down the road and all these. And the feed price is going right through the roof. But win some, lose some, you make a decision, you know that you're going to take a bloodbath. So you just prepare yourself to do it and go on.
All right. And let me tell you another thing on Curtis Range goats here, because he is selling his stuff here today. All these goats, they're leaving. All right.
200 now 10, but 200 now 10, another than that 210, now 20, 220 now 30, now 40, 240, now 50, 250, now 60, now 70, 70, now 200.
To hear more pieces like these, go to the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. The Nature Conservancy provides support for this podcast online at nature.org/stories, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. I'm Samantha Brown in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. Join us next week.